very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., this Thursday, December 29, 2016. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
Good evening, Zimbabwe, and I am Choni Sojani.
And tonight, in the Women's Roundtable, we are looking back on 2016 in retrospect, as well as your New Year resolutions, what you are looking forward to in 2017. What are your views on the issue? And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilowatts shortwave Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Don't forget that we are live streaming on our Facebook pages, and you can join our conversation right now by liking us. Please go to VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele, and if you like us, we'll already join us today.
Sibhadalela abantwana abangu-30 across iMatebele land. Sinezikolo ezingu-5 esizihambeleyo. La engihambe khona ngirawunda ngibabona abantwana bakhona. Sinabantwana abaselukazi eMatopo, abanye basezamanyoni kusekhezi, abanye basenyashongwe kusekhezi lakhona, abanye basegwayi kusecholojo, then abanye basesomakweleli egwele utshoyena enkayi. Abantwana laba sibathengela ama-inform, sibabhatalela i-school fees, basithengele ne-basic stationery. Ama-challenges akhona amakhulu yimali, because at the moment asilayo imali. Si-charity encane esanda kuqala, and imali siyithola ngokuthi senza ama-fundraising. Asila muntu obhadalayo ku-organization yethu, sonke singamavolunteer. And ukuthi siwenze umsebenzi wakhona ukuthi abantu bayeke imisebenzi yabo abayenzayo yokuziphilisa, bayenze i-charity. Ngo-2015, most of izinto zakhona, before 2016, into ngangizenza ngingedwa until 2015. Ngo-2015 ngabantwana abangu-8, ngo-2016 sinabantwana abangu-30, which is ongoing. So it's kind of umkhulu kakhulu, it's more than 100% from 2015, probably 300% or so.
Umnyaka ozayo oka-2017 likhangelelene, lifisane ukuthi ngakuyenzeka ekuthuthukiseni iMopani Foundation.
Ngo-2016 abantwana laba esilaba abangu-30, we're hoping ukuthi silayise silaba abantwana abangu-42 umnyaka ozayo. Abanye abantwana sizabathatha abanye eShorogwe, then abanye sizabathatha eLupane, then silabanye abantu eziyintandane eziyi-2 ezisePlumtree. Okwesibili, sithole i-opportunity olusamzi abangu-4 eSouth Africa abayikhombile kuma-sciences ngo-August, which means ngo-August again zabense-South Africa. Siyahlangana nabo abantwana bakhona labo behamba lo-teacher or labo-teacher abangu-2 depending ukuthi abantwana bakhona if kungabafana namankazana probably kona have 2 nje esilayo ukuthi abantwana abaningi bakhona esilabo right now abanama-birth certificate. And ngemthetho yeZimbabwe, according to bona, which angiyazi mna kudala ngingekho ekhaya, bathi kunzima, especially now umzali engasekho. That is the biggest challenge. So siyafisa ukuthi abantwana labana bathole zonke into abazidingayo. Then masithina nasisithwa ngokuthi sidinga imali, kube ukuthi sidinga imali kuphela, but singabi namali ukuze lukhozi nemgoqo nalelike khonapho abantu azifune be-South Africa abala ama-birth certificate, which means sisa-struggle ukuthi bathole ama-birth certificate because it's before sebathole ama-passport. But siyafisa ukuthi maybe na kusiyafika u-December next year sibe sile mali ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi siyabenzela ongamahempanyana ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi ngekhisimusi labo kube le nto abayelokhu zabayibonisa abanye abantu or even okungama-present inyana, even kuyithoyi umntwana kuyamjabulisa konke. And the other thing, because abantwana laba baso basendaweni ezihlukahlukeneyo into esifisayo ukuthi maybe at some point sometime next year kube le ndlela yokuthi maybe sibayenzele something central maybe izingobulawayo bahlangane bonke even just for a weekend phela bakhona abantwana esilawo laphana abangazi bayefika kobulawayo bakhona abanye abantwana ukuthi abakaze bakati ibhasi so futhi siyafisa ukuthi sibele ndlela yokuthi maybe noma singaba le bhasi or singabangala ibhasi but sibele ndlela yokuthi ngelinye ilanga sibathathe bayispend i-weekend kobulawayo babona ezinye izinto ezenziwa ngabanye abantu.
Ungathola ithuba lokuthi ubulise izihlobo labangane obatsho ngamagama ababili abathathu kumbe bonke vele
hayi angikwazi ukuthi wethu start ngiyabulisa izihlobo labangane ngiyaqala nge-team yami e-UK Abraham Mdlongwa uDoubt Ndlovu uchelesile Dlamini uPetronella Dube uDimingo Sibanda egoli uPromise Mahlangu then eZimbabwe imimuli yakithi koNcube uLeonard Ncube nonkosazi wakhe uMofet Ncube umama Monzalayo uMathilda Sibanda then ngizobulisa ubekezela Maduma he was part of this ngesikhathi nisekhaya nonkosikazi wakhe was so grateful ngosizo lwabo lonke and everything uAlton Dube lamatitsho headmaster wami he was my senior ngise secondary and now he's headmaster wezamanye secondary school uMr Ncube noMr Mgune primary school nabo bonke then ama colleagues in charity industry patients uPatience Ndebele, Abigail Ramwe, Sikele Jackson, ebaningi kakhulu vele abayenza bathiyobekezela nzingo, oBeth Makoni. Honestly, ngiyaxolisa engaba, I'm sorry engababulisanga, but the net is so wide ukuthi angikwazi ukuthi ngiqale ngayo. Ngibulisa lana, thanks ngomsebenzi elisenzela wona ukuthi li highlight ama-projects ayenzakalayo eZimbabwe and everywhere in the world. I think ngomsebenzi eliwenzayo ukuthi libonise khona oko esikwenzayo. Abantu they are taking up on this and right now ngikhuluma I almost forgot this. ULucky Dube, I mean ULucky Moyo is in Eplumtree just at the fundraising, which is great. UKhumbuzo Mlalazi khona le lakho Eplumtree again, they are doing a fundraising. Abo Abshay bese since Sebastian was ganga chalele we doing fundraising which is I'm so happy ukuthi abantu they are getting on board with this ngokwenza lokhu kuzokwenza something kuma communities ethu and the most bambana the most collaborator I think umsebenzi uzahamba ngendlela okufanele uhambe ngakhona
internet wa Cecilia Mambo and tichitawa che muZimbabwe ndinobva kumasvingo mwana wezhira chana chavatete ndinogara kuno kuAmerica Baltimore Maryland gorera 2016 ranga riri gore rakanaka chose tinotenda Mwari neupenyu tinotenda Mwari nokuchengetwa but ranga rina machallenges aro as well we lost a couple of very close family members and relatives so that has been very tough for us but otherwise generally it was a great year mabasa tinawo tiri kushanda vazhinji vari kushaya mabasa so tinotenda Mwari naizvozvo kuti tinokwanisa kusapota mhuri dzedu dziri kuno pamwe chete nedziri kuZimbabwe 2017 tinotarisira kuti tichange riri gore rakanaka rekuti tinenge tine hutano hwakanaka tinenge tiri tese pamwe chete nemhuri tinotarisirawo kuenda kumusha kunoona vari kumusha kuZimbabwe saka zvinofadza izvozvo saka tinotenda kuti 2017 will be a great year with a lot of opportunities and
takatarisa 2016 kwakaitika matambudziko akati wandei kumusha mune zveupfumi mune zvetongerwe nyika imimi zvakanga zviri nyore here kutumidzira mari kumusha sezvo kuine dambudziko rekushomeka kwemari
kutumizira mari kwanga kakambotinetsei nokuti dzimwe nguri waiti ukatumizira mari kumusha vanhu vaitora mazuva akawanda vasina kuiwana mari Saka ndo yanga riri dambudziko iroro kuti kana nyango kavatumidzira $100 chaiyo, vanhu vaienda kumabhengi vachinomira kana kuWestern Union, MoneyGram, vachiudzwa nzi mishini yakafa, mari hakuna.
Mochikwazisa vehama neshamwari.
Tanga tinokwazisa baba vangu Mr. Mambo vari kumasvingo kuMorgenstern. Ndinoti makadii baba, hope makava neChristmas yakanaka. Nevandingina vangu Christine Mambo, Chiedza Mambo, more blessing Mambo, nemhuri dzavo. Nemuzukuru wangu Caroline Botman Dlamini ari muHarare. Tinoti mose makadii henyu, neshamwari dzangu dziri kuHarare dzese. Tinofarira kunyangwe nevana vangu vari ku London, Mildred and Carol Stauze, pamwe chete nemhuri dzavo ikoko. Tinoti makadini. Tisingakanga mushamwari yangu Bimpai ari kunzimbikana nemiviri ari kuLondon. Ndiri kunamata kuti dai Mwari vamuitira zvakanaka akava anokwanisa kupora. Didi ndinofarisa mai vangu vari kuno nesu. Takava neChristmas yakanaka tese pamwe chete nemhuri, nasisi vangu Elizabeth nemhuri yavo kuTexas. Nehama neshamwari dziri muno. Ndisingakanga mune miyandi PJ.
That there was Cecilia Mambo. She's from Zimbabwe and she migrated to the United States and she lives in Baltimore, here in Maryland. And before that, we heard from Nomsa Nekevane, who is the founder member of the Mopane Foundation, which is a foundation or an organization that is looking after school children, paying for their school fees, especially those that are orphaned and those that are coming from families that don't get that much in terms of income. And they've been growing. I even had an interview with her last year in 2015. And this organization has really grown. And she's hoping that it will even grow further in 2017. And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking back at 2016 in retrospect, what you achieved and the challenges that you encountered as a woman, as a Zimbabwean woman. What are you looking forward to do or happen in your life in this coming year of 2017, which is just around the corner on Sunday? Your resolutions and wishes, what are your views on the issue? Shonis.
Thank you, PJ. This year, as we are attending to, as we are coming to 2017 New Year, we find that many people have resolutions that have become too high for them. As many soon find out by the time end of February comes, their resolutions tend to disappear. So with them setting their advice, so experts say that their advice, experts always advise that people should not attain their resolutions too high or to make their bars too high. Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. So for those in the diaspora, what are your wishes for the country in the coming year, considering the fact that there are so many economic challenges like the cash crisis which is going on and people are having to sleep on the queues at banks all over the country, and especially before and after Christmas, people have been facing so many difficulties trying to attain cash as in the banks, as well as even from the Western Unions, the MoneyGrams. It's really been difficult. Mm-hmm. What have you heard so far?
I've just heard a lot of people are still finding it very hard to accept the bond notes. They're finding it's especially those receiving money from the diaspora and those who are doing business. They're saying, "What? How do we send our merchandise? How do we get paid?" And so you find that there's a lot of challenges in that area. So
With the advent of the bond notes, that people seem not to understand even up to now.
Yeah,
but we hopefully. Next year, it's going to work out and cash is going to be available to everyone, as the government is saying. Lamhlanje kuhlelo asihluzeni bomama sikhangela impumelelo ebekhona empilweni zenu linabo mama lezandlubi lezangkathazi ezibekhona njalo. Kuthi ke ngomnyaka 2017 likhangeleleni elifisayo ukwenza empilweni zenu. Kodwa lilimuke ukubana lingenzi izifiso elingasozelene lise ukuzifinyelela. asihluzeni bomama lingasithinta ngocingo ukuze silithinte njalo ngocingo lingene ehlelweni lwethu lamhlanje sikhangela ama new year resolutions aka 2017 leza ngkhathaze leza ndhluphe elidibana lazo ngomnyaka ka 2016 ye chiwoniso
oh yes eh. So as we look on to the resolution, muchirongwa chedu chanasi tiri kutarisa nyaema resolutions tariro yako yekuti uno 2017 chicha ukushuira kuti chauchaona semadzimai ehe takapfura mu 2016 zvino zvichinetsa zvichioma asi takushika mugore idzva zvekare chicha uda kuona mu 2017
mhm chichiitika muna 2017 shuwiro yenyu yamuroda kuti zvinge zvichiitika mugore ra 2017 asi tinokupaiwo mukana zvekare wokutarisa shure kwamabva kuna 2016 asarirwa nemazuva maviri chete nemse Saturday tinenge takutoti bye bye 2016 asi tungotarisa shure kuti zvii zvakaitika muna 2016 unoona kuti pakaitika dambudziko rekushomeka kwemari kumabhanga vanhu vachipiwa malimiti ema $50 pamwe $25 pamwe $10 chaiyo kuti unotora $100 yako mubhengi zvanga zvichinetsa kuti ukwanise kuti utore muhoro wako salary yako zvanga zvichioma chaizvo ende pakaitikawo zvekare kuti pakabva paintroduce kwa mabond notes they made their debut in 2016 people even demonstrated against the bond notes but eventually the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe in trying to alleviate the cash crisis they introduced those bond notes but if they helped they haven't because there's cash crisis is still going on you can still see some queues on the banks and people are virtually sleeping on the bank lines are just trying to get some few dollars out of it saka zvanga zvakangoma muna 2016 saka ngatichitaurai kuti 2017 tinotarisirei chaizvo nekuti zvakaitika zvakawanda ende kana muno muAmerica takasarudzawo mutungamiri mutsva kubva kuna Obama pakamboitika manikiri pakaitika my elections but pasati paitika my elections wayo pakaitika zvekare ma primary elections maparties ema Democrats ema Republicans tikaona mai Hillary Clinton vakaita kunge vachabudirira but zvakazongotadzwa zvii zvawakati zvawakaonawo zvawakaongorora muna 2016 what you saw happening
the I would say for example the hashtag this flag kumuka paita ma the different mushrooming of protest campaigns that happened
in Zimbabwe,
in Zimbabwe the hashtag tajamuka and
sisijile,
and also a lot of hashtag this gown people really standing up for their voices and even that the shutdown yakaitika I think was it 6 June the whole day for 2 days I think wasingaende ku you know
kumabasa
so it's and also just one way Zimbabwe chi really even my embassies are chivarwa you know when I protest at different embassies that was also very phenomenal kona kuti you know in different countries you know achi stand up saka I think for 2016 it was really a dramatic
it is ups and downs and the climate change kukaita ma drought kukana ya mvura yakawandisa kukaita ma floods my earthquakes kukaitika hondo dzekusiria zvakawanda wanda and ma celebrities akawandawo vamwe vakashayawo vakaita sana George Michael akashaya musuno and pana mai nemwana vakashaya musuno zvikare anonzani Reynolds mwana wake akanga ashaya 2 days ago. And kwakashaikawo Muhammad Ali iro gore rino. Zvinhu zvakawanda zvakaitika gore rino.
While we are there, we have our first guest, Willia Makadi. And you, Willia Mambere, how are you?
Tipo Makadi koimikoko.
Aiwa, tinofara. Willia, she's an author based in Texas. Tinoda kuti mutiudze mafungiro enyu 2017, maybe by starting off by telling us your resolution for 2017.
I would jump in and say, why don't we start by looking back at 2016? Anga akamira sei? Tozoenda kuma resolutions.
2016 was a good year, because for me, I like looking at the goodness of the Lord in everything. Because I believe that in no matter what happens in people's lives, there is always the goodness of God in it. If you look around, you always find God's light and God's guidance and God's deliverance in whatever you'll be going through. So when I look at it in that perspective, you know, 2016 was a good year. And at the same time, you know, despite the pain and suffering which is going on, you know, around the world, vachiuraya vamwe, vachipindukirana, religious war going on and stuff, but I still think that the love of God is still putting us together. And if we just look at that, we'll learn to talk good things about, you know, things which has been going on in 2016.
Takatarisa kuZimbabwe, matambudziko ekushaikwa kwemari haana kukubata bata iwo here semhuri?
Oh yes, semhuri and seruzhinji. Matambudziko ano akandibatawo zvikuru, because you know sometimes it's, you know, when we learn kuti it's not just about me but it's about us.
Yes.
There was a lot of pain, and still a lot of pain is still going on. But I believe in the power of the word, which is a good thing for me, because I believe that it's time we should now start speaking good things about Zimbabwe. Paitika zve hashtag, I think ndine poem yandaka taura panirikini iri pa YouTube, where I was saying that it's time for us to start saying things which are not as if they are, to have faith and to speak good things about Zimbabwe. Because kazhinji kacho kana takutongotaura nezveZimbabwe, chizhinji ndichokungoti zvakaoma. And I believe that when we say zvinhu zvakaoma, zvinhu zvinobva zvatongoramba zvakatooma. But it's time that we change the way we speak in order to change the way things are going on, or to change our way of thinking about Zimbabwe, and then we can take it from there. And maomera achona zvazvakaita, because ukatarisa vanhu kumusha, they are trying the best they can. They are working hard to make things happen. But situation ye economy, and situation yachona ichikonzerwa ne the leadership, sometimes we don't want to, you know, talk about that. Ndiyo yaita kuti zvinhu zvibva zvanyanyooma. But still, in all that, let's look at the goodness of the Lord. Mvura iri kunaya kuZimbabwe, and we thank God for that.
Yeah, takatarisa zvino 2017 shuwiro yenyu, imi pachezvenyu nemhuri dzenyu ne Zimbabwe nairo naiyo America yakati adopta kudai.
Inina, I used to have my resolutions for every year, but there was a time when I just stopped, and I don't believe in resolutions in my years anymore. Mm. Mm. But I believe in daily resolutions because ndaiti pandinongoita wo my resolutions. You know, tozofunga nezve resolution when it's now in December and I'm like, wow. Gore rapera. Zvandakanyora pasi zvachona hapana chandakaita kana zvandandichizvipromisa kuti ndichaita. You know, memoti inongotanga ndichingotanga gore. But tangodarika January takuna February, all dies down. Now in my daily resolutions and goal settings, and then I work towards my goals every day in order for me to achieve my dream. Saka ndozvi zvandino dzidzisa vana vangu kuti make sure that you work towards your dream every day. At the end of the day, take inventory of what you have done throughout the whole day. Was your day profitable? Mm-hmm. If it wasn't, what are you going to do, mangwana, to make it better? And I also encourage them to write a to-do list, starting with the most difficult thing. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you go into it as the day goes on.
Okay. So I might come back and say, okay, not exactly New Year resolutions, but what you are hoping for, our country, our two countries, and our your family.
I for Zimbabwe.
Yes.
I dream
what you
of
hope
a
for.
New a Zimbabwean leader who has a passion for people.
Mm-hmm.
A leader who bleeds when his people are bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
A leader who cries when people are perishing of hunger. That's my prayer, and that's what I'm believing for Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can you hold on? I think you've got
another listener,
a caller. Just hold on while we take our caller.
Okay. Mnumzana Nkomo.
Yebo.
Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Kodwa phela uhlelo ngolwa bomama. Kade lilalo. Kodwa sizakuxolela. Njengoba ube ngowakuqala ukuthi usithinde ngocingo.
Uhlupholele ngolwethu lonke.
Hanjo phela, ye. Asikhangele, umnyaka ka-2016 ubumumetheni kuwe.
Hayi, mina se-South Africa more than 20 years. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ikambe ndikaZuma. Ngokuncedisa konke engikwenzileyo ngoba uweZimbabwe kangilakho right now. Ngizahlanganisa isilungu esiNdebele bejani. I-resolution engilayo njengoba kuyadingakala ukuthi sibe serious ngokufuna ukubuyela ekhaya. Singabeke sikhuluma semizini yabantu. Ilizwe lasalithatha salifaka phezu kwegrenada. Asilifakanga ezandleni zethu. Singama-failures, sizenza abantu abafundileyo. We are the worst people in this world. Sirani ilizwe sasafika kwisituation ukuthi alilambaliya. Then i-resolution engilayo ndezingu-two. Eyakuqala ngizobamba amagama soze mbhode ngalokho esihlahla. Ngizakutshela i-MDC ka-T nezaphu sile le-MDCN le-PDP le-People First zihlanganise amakhanda kungabi le leader ezenza especially kibo bonke laba amaphathi lengiwaqambileyo. Then bese ngisithi mina benze i-collision. Kungaba le-collision kube lo prime minister, kube lo deputy prime minister, kube lo president, lo vice president, lo secretary general, lo minister of finance, lo chairman, lo spokesperson, besilide laba bantu to 2018 election. The worst part embona ngani izo spoiler everything sibuyele ebunzimeni ngikaMorgan Tsvangirai kabe right ebe ngumuntu engenza ama-division i-MDC iqhamuke ka-20 abantu bezama kumsupporter wawina 99 waba yifeyila 2008 waba yifeyila so kwamanje nti amaphathi wonke lawo kube lo Morgan Tsvangirai uHashman Ncube uDabengwa uMjuru uTendai lo Simba Makoni lo Mangoma labanye ngabaqambanga sibele one into esiyibambayo kungabile leader ithona especially ilabantu abaningi kuthiwa umlindo lwamagundwana amaningi awusebenzi liba baningi libhekiswa useless ngokwana kwenza ngo-99 lo-2008 kwathiwa i-MDC winile kodwa yaba useless safika kulethi simo esiyiso sona lamhlanje yikho ngithi mina abazinuka amakhwapha sesisafe kakhulu abebe united kungabile one ozenzo specially sibe le goal A1 sivote sikhiphe izanu izanu emoji le from 1970 siza lamhlanje engxenye yaba libancane khona izenzo zayezana lezazi ezini eziyenza ingafuni ukuphuma imoji kakhulu kulamagazi abantu ahambile lapha ngaphansi kwezanu yithi sesisaba ukuthi bazogcinwa ngubani kusasa bengaphuma ezikhundleni endufuze ngabe kuyahlalwa phansi ngo-2017 ye-6 months kukhulunyiswa namaphathi wonke labadala bona babayobawonayo abangafuni ukuphuma ezikhundleni ukuthi benziwani masiba le-next government ngoba akulakunye kuspecial ukuthamba ukuthi abarunile ilizwe they are the failures of this world we can't run isilizwe kuthiwa lifundile silama-degree ayi-useless li-trade le-china i-china yidoti asonto esingayifaka lapha elizweni they failed ukuthi be-operate ama-industry abantu abethu basebenze abantu abethu bagcwele egangeni right now ngenxa ye-china silakho kungabe e-south africa kugcwele kuyakha ama-mall kakubhenki kuthatha izimali kubuyela zazophetshiya le right sifundile silama-degree hlaba professor but we are useless you can't even operate ama-industry asiwa leyo ama-British nama-American i-China kubuyile lapho ngokwabantu kwezikhali lokho okudinga izikhali kodwa ukuthi u-operate ama-industry nabantu abethu besebenzi abanye bagcwele abala ma-birth certificate asebekhulile vele yingozi esinayo la and I can assure you ukuthi thinalapha abantu esilapha e-South Africa i-7 million aso-5 million labayiqambayo ngamanga aso-4 million labayiqambayo ngamanga lezi zizukulwane
yeah.
kwelabantu bematreni laba bakhala everyday ebusuku lemini bethi bona bayancindezela abanama-leaders for the past 36 years bebevotela izibi ephalamente lapha akukhulumi okungabantu lokhu kusuka kuqute kuhola imali kuyesupporta abantu abakho they can't even voice bafuna kabafuni kabakhulumi ngamaphasini beswaphosela edasbinini sithi simelwe bengingaba njani ukuthi if befuna umqondo onjengowami second option asibakhupheni bonke sidown sipoint ama-leaders angcono either siformate i-government emidleni zemathebeni sibone ukuthi siyangaphi ngoba siyasafa ngabantu abangeke basinceda ngalutho
ye hhayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Nkomo ngiyakuzwa sibili Nkomo ukuthi uthukuthele kodwa-ke lezifiso
amadoda langekho amaningi lapho ifona beyibambi bengayisabi kuningi esifuna ukuthi sikukhulume abanye bayakhuluma uyezwa ukuthi bakhuluma but akunasolution amaphathi wonke langiwaqambile uphasa imessage kulamadoda langekhona ake babatshele behlale phansi kungabile leader ezenze special lapho we've suffered a lot nabadala abazenza ukuthi nabantu abaningi abalandelayo when it comes to election winile again isizanu but ube yiphasile asisakufuni konke lokho ababambane mabelalele bonke ama-podcast parties lawa I'm very sorry they've been useless for the past 36 years benganceda umphakathi abahlale phansi bezinuka amakhwapha bengabi lobo ngwavu bemapositini ukuthi ngifuna ukuba ngupresidenti njengoba baqambile abanikazana amapositini lawo seku-election against izanu izabona konke lekhala ngakho lokho kuyaphela nje kuseni le mini
ye hhayi sibongile kakhulu Nkomo lawo balalele ngile themba
yalobafona ngicela lwathinte singakathi ku-2018 kuningi engikuphethe lapha kuyaze kugcine ngisifa leke ngilapho
kulungile Nkomo ungabulisa izihlobo labangani aw sehambile Nkomo hi Mr. Nkomo here was our caller. He touched a lot of things. He was encouraging aging all the political parties in Zimbabwe to form a coalition, so that they can go into the 2018 elections prepared and with a strong coalition to beat ZANU-PF. He also touched on things like resuscitating industry so that people can find work, especially the youth. that are graduating from all these colleges that started off the hashtag gown. There are so many things that he touched on, but mostly on political lines. You have a caller there.
Yes. Hello, Eric Sithole. Hello.
Hello. Achiri po erepa runa. Pamwe adona. Yeah. Todzokera kuna mai vachiri po paruna.
Ipo.
Yeah, you still here?
Yes.
Okay. Now I would like you to recite one of your poems just briefly.
Okay, ni pe mukana bijana mne mwe kola ire kana chimbotaura ai.
Okay.
I panic I tika panapa.
Ah, okay. Ayo atombokupa imkana vatizova vanoda mukana wokuti vambotura mafemo mbichana. What do you have for us? Choniso, I saw that you wrote some tips here for New Year. The New Year, the year of the girl power.
Yes.
That was 2016. That was the feminist New Year's resolution.
Yes.
But do you think all these were achieved?
Well, I don't know really, but these are some of the tips that will help women to go ahead in 2017.
That do not expire.
Yes, they don't expire, but they just empower you as a stronger woman and also want to be a better woman. So looking at what we have, the seven tips that we have here, the first thing, mentor a younger woman. It's for older women, kana muripo. Well, they have to mentor younger women. The more they mentor younger women, the stronger the generation that is before us. Secondly, celebrate in other women's achievements. When we see other women rising up as leaders, even in our own country, in Zimbabwe, we celebrate them, you know, like the way they do here in the States. They celebrate Hillary. They celebrate Hillary Clinton. They celebrate Michelle Obama. We need to celebrate our own women and their achievements, whether they are artists, whether they are in the political arena. It's very, very important to just be supportive of another woman's achievements. And another thing, it's very important to take care of yourself. You know, with the situation yaitika muno Zimbabwe, you find out that a lot of people tend not to look after themselves. You know, wanoshibata kaki. But, you know, when things are going wrong and things are going harsh, that's when you have to even lift up the bar, as we heard earlier. You have to lift up the bar on how you look after yourself in terms of hygiene, in terms of grooming, in terms of even educating yourself, you know. Not saying, okay.
It's never too late.
It's never too late to go back to school. I have a friend of mine, she's 45, she's doing her first degree, you know, and, you know, we're just cheering her on. So it's very, very important to be like that, to be empowered. And also another thing is call out against anti-feminist behavior. Say no. You know, say no to rape. Say no to gender-based violence. Say no.
Domestic violence.
Say no to domestic violence. Say no to child marriages. Anything that doesn't lift up or promote a woman, we must be able to say, "Aiwa ijajite," you know, and to promote that feminist behavior among men as well, to say, you know what, no, this is for my daughter. This is for my wife. This is for my sister and those in the community. I don't know about your list. What does it say?
It says, only say sorry when you really mean it. Don't just fling out a sorry like that. It's no secret that many women over-apologize at work, at home, and in personal relationships. Women are prone to apologizing when they don't really mean it. Vanozongoti sorry kuitira kuti nyaya ipere. Saka, kana uchiti sorry, ita sorry chaiyo chaiyo. Uvoaratidza nemuzviito kuti waita sori yako. And hauchazvidzokorora zvacho zvawaita zvaitika zvacho ipapo. Uye kuti kukukita sori hakurevi kuti wazvidukupisa stereki. no void kwa dormant. Aiyo, it's not a sign of weakness. Mm-hmm. It's a sign. It's a sign of strength.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign yekuti you really value the relationship more than anything else, more than your ego. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
It also says read more books by women. Yangwa chataura ye mentorship here. It also helps. It also comes in. Kuti uverenge mabhuku akanyorwa nevanhukadzi. Vakazosvika ipapo sei. Suggestina Mukoko akanyora bhuku rake re-ordeal yake akasangana nayo. Pacho paakaitwa abducted and then incarcerated for so many days. Educate yourself on current women's issues. Verenga. Zvese zvinoitika paInternet. Google mazuva ano. Arikushanda zvigoreresi. Arikushanda overtime sisi Google.
Mhm.
Unongo Google lao.
Mhm.
Vaimbi varikubudirira vane zvinhu zvematongerwe enyika. Also vote in the elections.
Yes.
Takugadzirira sarudzo yemuna 2018.
Mhm.
All the preparations are going to be done in 2017.
Mm.
Also vote for other women.
Mm-hmm.
Musa dzikisira nepasi.
Mm-hmm.
Even those that are in positions, simudziraiwo vari kuteera mashure menyu.
Mm-hmm.
Kuti vateere mashure menyu.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all the tips that we have. Utano wataura nezveutano. Lawa ngamanye ama tips ezinto okumele lizinanzelele ngomnyaka ka 2017 sesilungiselela. Ungena ku 2017 njalo sesilungiselela njengeZimbabwe sesilungiselela ukhetho oluka 2018 ahle siqalise ngo 2017
mm-hmm.
Singancindezelani thina njengabesifazi mm-hmm. Asisekelani enhlelweni zethu nxa kulomunye oyabe eseqonge isibindi sokuthi usofena ukungena kweze politiki kwezombusazwe abe la yimkhokheli kumele simsekele njengabanye esingabi hachi ukuthi simenzele umona ngokungamvoteli ngokuthi umama lana avele uyimbulu asingabi njalo asivotelane njengabesifazane sisekelane lalabo abasezikhundleni okwamanje donsa lawe abalandelayo amantombazana do i mentorship ekati sakhulunywa ngochioniso
mhm
pane mterere tisatave ndirambiri nema tips edu tiyangiramba tengo akanda apo nepapo asi pane mterere anonzi Maris ari ku South Africa togamshira emchirongwa. Hello.
Oh ndakaterera.
Eh. Makadi nenyu.
Ndipo makadi zvenyu.
Eh, ngati tarise gore ra 2016 ranga rakagukuchirei.
Gore iri ranga rigo ranga rakaomarara gore especially kwatiri kuma foreigners.
Mhm.
Vazvezvinanya kumera zvakanaka mabasa acho munzvimbo dzatichiraramira tisingori vanhu vanenge vachigara vakabatira ura mumaoko so taizvi tinezvingochimwe chetinengoti tichingotiwo munamatida ekunzi zvangoitawo zviri nani mukati menyika yedu kuti kwanise kuraramatira mukati menyika yedu
ehe madzokera kumusha saka tarisiro yenyu muna 2017 yakamira sei.
Tafredu ndiyo kungoti tunotarisa kuti tichaenda kunyika kwedu tombondorejista kuvhota
kuti muvhote muna 2018
tangogara tangonyorisawo kuti South Africa irambe ine moyo waichinawo kuti pamedzi mapemiti tichongogara tichingonzwa kuti mapemiti edu pamwe acha ari kuzoexpire tisizokwanisa kurenyuwa saka zvinhu zvatingogara tichingori waro kuti tatisaita sei 2017 yacho kana zvadaro.
Okay. Aiwa. Tinongoshuvira kuti tinotenda kuti muchatungamirirwa nanyadenga kuti zvishuwo zvenyu zvibudirire muna 2017. Mungamhure senyu hama neshamwari mukana ndivoyo.
Ya, ndinoona kumhoresa vabereki vangu vari kumusha kwangu kugokwe kuZimbabwe nichiti makadii zvenyu. Nezimwe hama dzangu dzese.
Eh. Aiwa, hama vane gore rakanaka ra 2017.
Rakanaka.
Eh. Cecilia is back.
Willia.
Willia, okay.
Hello, Willia.
Madzoka.
Madzoka ka. Good, ma. Tikadzirira here poem.
Yeah, e Gandhi nite but nichangoita maybe kana kuti two more stanzas.
It's okay.
Or three, yeah. You know, I dream of a new Zimbabwean leader.
Okay.
A heart of a leader has a pulse for people. It is a heart that carries sympathy and empathy. It knows the size of a shoe that its people wear. When they bleed, it loses its strength. When they grieve, it is torn apart. When they are hungry, it cries out in agony because it is a heart that knows and fears God. I am surprised that their only evil does not shock them. They sit on high seats mocking those who put them in power. They ride on the backs of the citizens until they fall on their faces. When people lift their heads up, they put yokes around their necks. When they raise their voices to be heard, they stifle them. Their only blindness forbids them to see that their day for payback is coming. And at that particular hour, even the dust particles will speak against them with power. The citizens are now awake and standing in unity without fear. Oh, how we mourn for a mother who has a soft heart, a woman who stood fearlessly and protected her children from wickedness, a perfect wife who knew how to turn her neck so that the king could see if he was leading his children in the right direction. Before she died, we never dreamt of such a catastrophe in the land, or we could have faced to the west of Africa and cried to our grandfathers for comfort. But the evil one quickly replaced our mother with an evil queen who has a stony heart, a stepmother who dances without shame when her children are perishing of hunger. A seducing spirit is taking the whole country into a pit of nothingness. But I hear the winds from the heavens blowing strongly. Beware, Jezebel. Vicious dogs have been unleashed. Tomorrow we will watch in broad daylight as they tear your flesh in the streets. Cheer up, fellow citizens. Listen to the chimes of the bell of deliverance. Bright days are coming back to our land. Your restlessness will break the chains of oppression and poverty. The sun will smile upon you again, Zimbabwe. Darkness will depart and your tears will be wiped away. Your hair will grow back and your dreams will be interpreted. Start to speak those things which are not as if they are. Begin to see a city illuminated with lights of abundance. Smell and inhale the aroma of the meal God is cooking for you. Let your bruised hands touch the riches of your country again and hear the fall of the rain watering the produce that will fill the basket of Southern Africa once again. For I dream of a great and new Zimbabwe standing tall in victory, a young generation are bringing new ideas that will change their way of living, their industries, hospitals and schools will serve their people again. And her breasts will be puffed up with milk and honey that will feed many. This might seem like a dream beyond our reach today, but with citizens standing together, it shall surely come to pass. And the glory of God will cover our country.
Maita basa. Nekuva mchirongwa chedu ne poem yakaisvonaka kudai. Nguva dzedu ndo dzadyana hadzichakwanisa kunge tichiramba tichikurukura asi yanga iri hurukuru yanga ine hudzamu uye nepoemu yenyu yanga yakanaka chose tinotenda.
You are a born author. I wish you all the best in your books that you are publishing this year, this coming year.
thank, Thank you.
Ndangati chine ma tinokushuvirai 2017 yakaisvonaka. Ndangati chine mamwe ma tips andi nawo chiwoniso
saka
let's play those wishes for 2017 from the ladies that I spoke to prior to this program.
Really, Zibusiso and also ama challenge. Ngiyabonga nje uNkulunkulu ukuthi usithe impilo usinike umsebenzi usenze ukuthi sanelise ukuthi sincedise izimoli zethu lapho esihlezi khona kudiaspora, you know, labasekhaya. Kodwa for abantu abasekhaya izinto zinzima, so nxa izinto zinzima ekhaya zinzima lakithi even siyikuduze labo because asikhona ukuthi sibancedise indlela esiyifisayo. Silahlekelwe ngabantu esibathandayo along the way. UNkulunkulu usifusisile wasinika izibusiso zabantwana is born in the family.
Emsebenzini, God bless me ukuthi ngithole umsebenzi, you know, and settle down labantwana. And I've been blessed as well at church because I have a very strong support system from my church, and it's been such a blessing, you know, of mixed blessings and challenges. And then my heart is also broken because of the conflicts that are going on around the world. Abantwana, we've seen such sad situations happening all over the world. Abantwana, you know, migrants, getting caught up in these stormy seas, trying to escape conflicts and ama challenges nje abahlangana nawo empilweni, abafosa ukuthi bathathe such high risks. U-2017, I'm just hoping that my relationship with God can go to a much higher level. That ngiyafika ku point where I can trust God with every aspect of my life and fully depend on him. Njengabasekhaya, I just hope that 2017 is going to be a year where there can be a glimmer and a hope, kube le themba nje lokuthi izinto zikhangeleka ngani ziba ngcono ekhaya. Ekhaya I ngifuna ukubingelela omama bami, izinzumas in Harare, umamncane wami uSemrewa, umayini Febi and umayini uNadeni in Kwekwe, umayini Nasharai. And I want to greet ogogo bami, ugogo nabo elo akwelo, and everyone obembe ekhaya lapho emvela khona. I also want to greet wamncane bami abase Harare, wamncane Sifaso, wamncane Edson. And then I want to greet my siblings, you know, uBoot Forbes Harare, Sifuam Sheila and their family in Kwekwe, Msizi and his family in Kweru, and all my nieces and nephews. And then labantwana bami Makanaka in Kwekwe, Udu, uFazi and their family in Swaziland, and just everyone at home, to tell them what I love them and I miss them. Lona Priye Kaya, Loputemba, Nkulunkulu ngana ngabala bonke. As we get into 2015, hope, you know, soon and very soon we'll be together. And yeah, I just want to greet todakwazisa bese vanondiziva my friends Leona and abophedzisai, you know, everyone at home.
Ndinonzi Mwadhana Musonza, ndichizvara kuZimbabwe asi ndakugara munomu. 2016 yanga yakaoma. Ndakamubva kubva kuPennsylvania ndichidzoka kuya ku kuno kukundisi kuguta guru saka ndakambo ita adjustment period yeku jairira ku nzvimbo nyowani asi ndiri kutarisira kuti 2017 zvikuru zvichaitika. Ndiri kutarisira kuti ndichava neungwaru hwakapfuura hwandinawo pa nekudzidza sezvo ndiri ndakadzokera kuchikoro ndichitarisira kuti ndoda kuedza kuti ndingakwanise kuchengetedza mari here ndione mamwe maitiro anenge aite kusatambisa mari ndichichengetedza mari sezvo ndichifunga kuti ndakutokura ndichiona makore achiwanda saka ndinotenda kuti Mwari vachandibatsira panechishuwo changu.
Makatarisa nezviri kuitika kumusha, kushayikwa kwemari kumabhangi kana kutumidzira mari kumusha zvanga zvakangooma, munotarisira kuti zvipingidzo zvamanga miinazvo kana muchidyidzana nevari kumusha?
Zvipingidzo zvanga zvakawanda kuti waikwanisa kutumira mari asi vanhu vaya vozvishaya kuti woishandisa sei mari iyayo nekuti haikwanisa kubuda mubhengi. Vazhinji vanoti iko keshi yacho kukana munhu ari kumusha kure kure kusina access izvozvo asina anenge achitoda mari chaiyo yemusvo yekushandisa. Saka ndinonzwa ndichidzamirwa zvikuru kuti dai nyika yedu yashandukawo kuti sezvo isusu vanhu vekudiaspora tiri kusapota nyika takasimudza nyika dai zvinhu zvachinjawo kuti vanhu vari pasi vari on the ground kuzimbabwe vakwanise kubhenefita ka ne zviri kuitika kuno kune mari dzatiri kutumira and zvinhu zviitiwo nyore vanhu vaonewo upenyu huri nyore. Ndozvinewo chishuwa changu kuti dai mari yawanikwa vanhu vakwanise kungoita zvavanga vachingoita kuti kana riri bhondi rachona ngarichiwanikwa rishashaikwe kuti munhu anorara pakiu wambo kuti uye kuzotora mari unoda kuti uridze mari wosvika kubhengi kuyaka kuti uchiitora mari yacho unoupuwa mari shomanana isingakwanisi kana kuti udzokere kumusha kana kwaunenge wabva. Saka zvinhu zvinondinetsa zvikuru kuti dai ipapo paongororwa kuti vanhu vakwanise kuwana mari yacho kana ichinzika yamabhondi ngaichiwanikwa.
Pane vamungade kukwazisa hama neshamwari dziri kumusha?
Ndinokwazisa mhuri yangu yekuti kwandakabarwa kwamuhlanga, vana sikuru piyodhi, vana busi nambuya musonza kana muriko kunyanga uko muri wadi here? Ndiri wadi hangu vazukuru ngewadi tiri wapenyu.
Those were some of the women that I spoke to prior to the program. And we've run out of time. We've come to the end of our program today. And we thank so much those that called in today, Mr. Nkomo, Mr. Maris, Ms. Wheeler, and the ladies that I spoke to prior to the program. We wish you a prosperous 2017. Until we meet again next week, my name is Praxedes Jeremiah.
And thank you, Zimbabwe, for being with us. And my name is Chi Oneso. But before we leave, what is a New Year resolution?
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week.
All right, Zimbabwe. Bye.
Yeah.